Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I discussed on Wednesday, precious metals prices suffered massive declines last Friday. In my judgment, from watching and analyzing gold and silver markets for more than half a century, this is just a temporary drop in what is likely to be a multi-year boom market for these metals. Here were other major declines that proved not to be ultimate market disasters. Do you remember October 19, 1987, when the Dow Jones Industrial Average suffered a one-day decline of 22.6%? A few years after that, the Dow not only recovered, it rose more than 600%. Today, that index is more than 25 times what it was after that crash. Did you realize that from July 24 last year to a week later, the price of copper plummeted 27%? Yet, from that low, the price of copper then surged more than 40% through last Wednesday. The reasons why I expect much higher gold and silver prices have not changed. First, the U.S. government debt crisis is getting worse every month. Not only is the acknowledged debt up to $38 trillion, the latest U.S. government financial report shows additional unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and related programs of more than $70 trillion. Second, other nations are ramping up their de-dollarization trend. Central banks in China, India, and several other nations are liquidating their holdings of U.S. Treasury debt. Japan's central bank has halted further purchases. The percentage of U.S. dollars in global central bank reserves has fallen to a multi-decade low. Third, instead, foreign governments and central banks on net are adding both gold and silver to their holdings. Even the Saudi Arabian government, through one of its sovereign investment funds, made massive purchases of shares in a silver exchange-traded fund last year. Fourth, the industrial demand for silver keeps rising, so the string of six consecutive years of a shortage of supplies to cover demand continues. Artificial intelligence data centers are a new purpose for which silver is needed. Together, the precious metals price drop looks to me to be a temporary buying opportunity. Will you take advantage of it? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.